Wiggily Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggily Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, the great Gazoo, Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we profile a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we've got a real treat. We will be listening to selections from the 2010 original Broadway cast recording of The Addams Family. The show is a musical comedy based on the single-panel gag cartoon created by Charles Addams. The Addams Family cartoons and subsequent stage production depict a ghoulish American family with an affinity for all things gruesome and morbid. Numerous film and television adaptations have been made, but the stage show is based on the cartoon and not the television or film incarnations. The Addams Family features music and lyrics by Andrew Lippa and book by Marshall Brickman and Rick Elis. The musical comedy opened on Broadway in April 2010. The original cast featured Broadway comedy legend Nathan Lane as Gomez and ever-seductive and uber-talented Bebe Neuwirth as Morticia. The Broadway production closed in December 2011 after 722 performances. Those of you who, like me, grew up watching the old black-and-white television series will be delighted with the Broadway musical. Although the characters are slightly different than the television cast, there is still a strong resemblance. The play starts with the ghoulish Addams family visiting the graveyard for an annual gathering of all family members, living, dead, and undecided, to celebrate what it is to be an Addams. Here's the song, When You're an Addams.
Ah, the intoxicating spell of the graveyard. Once a year, when the last leaf of autumn falls, we gather to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Addams. When you're an Addams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Addams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when you're an Addams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Addams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Cares about the world outside and what it wants from you. When you're an Addams, you do what Addams always do. When you're an Addams, you gotta have a lot of passion. When you're an Addams,
you need to really love your wife
several times a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud.
A bow and arrow.
When you're an Addams,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion,
flip the switch,
and wait till things get hot. When you're an Addams, you have to really stir the pot.
So keep your sunshine and keep your glee, country music in Tennessee.
Keep your laughter
and MTV,
and all will be alright. Give us shadows and give us gloom, broken glass in a motel room. Something fun we can all assume, and give it all tonight.
And on this special night beneath our family tree, we summon our beloved ancestors. From whatever cult now to be up here.
Every cadaver, smart, the palaver, once in an Addams sphere.
As the family members from beyond the grave set off to return to their eternal slumber, Uncle Fester, perhaps the scariest uncle of all time, yet somehow still bubbly and funny, stops the ancestors' return to their graves to enlist their help regarding a situation developing concerning Wednesday Addams. Wednesday, the 18-year-old daughter of Gomez and Morticia, is involved with a normal boy, Lucas. Serious about the relationship, Wednesday has invited Lucas and his parents to dinner. Wednesday admits that love is pulling her in a new direction in the song, Pulled. It's one of the standout numbers in the show.
I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face, I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Mother always said, be kind to strangers. But she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulled in a new direction. But I think I like
that
it.
That was good, that was good.
I think I like
it. Do it again, do it again.
I'm being pulled in a new direction. And this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I try, but I can't let it go. It's disgustingly true. Pulled, pulled, pulled. Puppy dogs with droopy faces, unicorns with dancing mice, sunrise in wide open spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies at picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights, and Christmas Eve, sugar plums, string quartets and Gia pets, and afternoon banana splits, angels watching as I sleep, and live around. They keep insisting, I'll stop resisting. Just watch me fall in a new direction. I should stay in the dark, not obey every spark. But the boy has a fight better far than his bark. And you bet I'll fight you. You watch truly devil as I'm pulled in a new direction.
As Lucas and his parents arrive, Wednesday and Lucas instruct their families to act normal so they can all enjoy a simple dinner. Let's enjoy the tune, One Normal Night.
They're normal people, not like you, not like me. Please can't we be an average family? One normal night, that's all I want, that's all I need from you. One normal house without a mouse to feed a plant or two. You must admit we're not what people call laid back. So can't we muse a bit and lose the basic black? Whoa, one normal night with normal people on their way. Just one normal night. What do you say?
One normal night.
To be polite, to do the least you can.
One normal eve.
Can you achieve a kind of common man? You have to swear to me, yes, promise to the core. It's almost 6 o'clock, they're almost at the door. On all the Addams ancestors who've ever walked upright. One normal night.
Wait! This is where I first saw her! Wednesday with a crossbow! And she looked like Diana the Huntress.
Who?
He's just expressing himself, dear. Expressing is the poet's art. Just simply say what's in your heart.
Lucas, your mother's rhyming again. I say we take a rain check and go back to the hotel.
No! One normal night, no, not one poem, not one inspiring word. One normal scene, complete routine, tonight can't be absurd. Please don't embarrass me or be completely rude. Don't make a fuss about the house, about the food. Oh, one normal night, I know it's big, but can't you see? This one normal night is for me.
Oh, he seems like a nice young man. Not right for each other. What do you mean not right for each other? Was Napoleon right for Josephine? Was nausea right for Dramamine? Were the 80s right for the drum machine? Who's to say? Who's to say? Was ballet right for Balanchine? Was polio right for the soft vaccine? Were you folks right for the mezzanine? Who's to say? One normal night is a perilous trick. Normal is hard to attain. Children are crazy and parents are quick. Passions are hard to explain. But this is their moment and this is your chance. So if you don't want to remain, start singing of love, 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 love. Only affairs of the heart. Your turn.
Bringing them love.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Love.
Right.
Love.
Good. Love lets you spirits depart. So let the normalcy start.
Protect and rally round. Let's aim them and the bet. One normal night is what they'll
get.
Don't make an odd remark.
Okay, okay.
Keep undetectable our passion for the dark.
Just as you say.
And then it's paradise right here in Central Park.
In one normal, in normal, one normal.
As the evening wears on, Wednesday and Lucas reveal that they have gathered their families together to announce that they are getting married. The announcement is not met with good cheer from either side of the family. After hearing Wednesday describe her as old, Morticia becomes self-conscious and turns down Gomez's request to tango, leaving him alone and dejected to sing the song bearing his wife's name, Morticia.
Morticia mia! Morticia, Morticia, the name alone is gold. It speaks of death and labored breath, not fears of growing old. If I could stop the clock right now to make a simple wish, the only wish that I would wish is this, this, this. The wind that makes a window creak, the mist inside the word mystique. Morticia, the fluttering wings of bats in flight, those creepy crawly things at night. Morticia, the moment she is focused on you makes you feel alive. And after she is through, you hope you only just survive. Not unlike being stung by every bee inside the hive. Morticia. wonder scream she saves for only you. The misery she puts you through, Morticia.
Morticia.
The chill she brings to every room, the lethal stench of French perfume, Morticia.
Morticia.
She meets your gaze and promises to send you to the sky, when all the while behind that smile she's wondering how you'll die. That's why it's so delicious to be dominated by Morticia. Not today, that's what I heard her say. What's happening to my wife?
What's happening to your wife?
Not today, that's really not okay. She must be feeling blue. I don't know what to do, except perhaps it's true. I must, I can't, I will. You think I shall, I'll end my life. Morticia. No! Morticia.
Morticia.
She's every dream and every nightmare permanently bound. So when I'm dead asleep, that's when I feel it most profound. But tell me you'll come round before I'm 6 feet underground. Morticia.
Morticia.
And seek that unexpected green technique, Morticia.
Morticia!
A blackened heart, a darker soul, imprisonment with no parole.
Morticia!
If I love you and you love me, then lose this fresh facade. My ingenue, I'll help you to avoid the firing squad. And life will be for us, you'll see, interminably hard. There's not a moment I could wish that would exclude my darling fish.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio as we explore the Broadway musical The Addams Family. I'm working hard to make this show a permanent pleasure on your schedule each week. If you have suggestions for future shows you'd like to hear, please email me at 1015showtime@gmail.com. In Act 2, the families are still bickering amongst themselves, making Wednesday and Lucas question their relationship. Finally, in a show of trust, Lucas blindfolds Wednesday and lets her shoot an apple off his head to the tune Crazier Than You, my favorite song on the soundtrack album.
Once I was hopeful, thought we were one. Life less than perfect, finally begun. But now I wonder, are we undone? I want to treasure you in death as well as life. I want to cut you with my love and with my knife. But can I live as your tormentor and your
not impulsive.
And yet I truly love you.
I'm not deranged.
I never ask that of you.
But in this moment, I feel I've changed. I want to climb Mount Everest, go to Mozambique. I want to be impulsive, want to be unique. Can you believe I mean it when you hear me speak? I'm crazier than you. I'm crazier than you. And now I'll prove to you exactly how I'll do what you can do. From here on in, I give my solemn vow.
Pluck the arrow from its quiver, hold it in your hand, be brave.
Pierce the apple, not the liver, or we're dancing on my grave.
Place it in the bow and steady.
Can't you shoot that thing already?
I'm gonna demonstrate that fear is my idea.
Girl, believe me, fear is yours.
It's in the bow and that your frightened life is real.
Then my life must be real, real.
And in a flash when I release and seal the deal.
I'm crazier than you. I'm crazier than you. And nothing hurts me when I hear you say, yeah, yeah. I'm crazier than you, psychotically you too. And that is all I need to face the day, yeah, yeah. I'm crazier than you, I'm crazier than you. And live or die, I'll let you have control. I'm crazier than you, so say you love me too. From here on in, you're singing to my soul.
Intent on salvaging Wednesday and Lucas's relationship and gaining approval from Lucas's family, Gomez and Fester sing the song, Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love.
Can't we talk about anything else but love?
Love that launched a thousand sheeps?
Please, let's talk about anything else but love.
Love that causes war and famine.
Can't we speak about real estate?
Love of wives.
Watergate.
Love of children.
Seasonal fluctuations in the prime interest rate.
Love of chocolate. You must love chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate. Say you do. Say it.
Can't we talk about anything else but
love is elation like an oration. Love speaks to us in tongues. Natural as teething, simple as breathing air in the lobster's lungs. Love looks at us and sighs.
That's all a pack of lies. Love is a fiction, like an affliction. Love is an ancient curse. Posing contentment, causing resentment, fulfillment in reverse. Love is a dismal thing.
Well, why should we fight? Let's sing. And you know the only thing better than singing.
What?
Singing and dancing. Let's not talk about anything else but love. Worth repeating. Let's not talk about anything else but love.
Why?
Life is fleeting and pleasures come, pleasures go. Love can come and go in one throw. Let's not talk about anything else but love. But love, but love.
Did I just hear the word love?
Uh-huh.
Let's not talk about anything else but love.
Of all the scams I've ever heard, love's the one that's most absurd.
Let's not talk about anything else but love.
And look what good it's done, not for me, not my son.
Be patient, and soon the way will be clear.
Focus your fear,
and troubles all will disappear.
Let's not talk about anything else but
it's
love.
It's all for me to show you, see. My mother didn't know, you see.
Let's not talk about anything else but love.
I'm afraid of a touch, I don't like it so much.
Hold on tight, say goodnight. But don't dream of starting a fight. Let's not talk about anything else but love. Since the dawn of man began, everyone has had a plan. From Anchorage to Afghanistan, immortalized by Paul Cézanne, just like an orangutan.
The show's conclusion sees all couples reunite for a happy ending. As always, I've enjoyed my time with you. This week, we've whetted your appetite for the fun-filled musical comedy, The Addams Family. For the 2017-2018 season, Woodstock Musical Theater Company will be presenting The Addams Family at the Woodstock Opera House in October. Hopefully, as that production grows nearer, we'll be able to talk to some of the performers and get you pumped up on what promises to be a great night of theater. I hope you'll tune in next week for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. And remember, I always love hearing from listeners. So if you have ideas for future shows, please email me at 1015showtime@gmail.com.